Hi, Marty Lurie here as we get ready for Giants Baseball. Joined by, I said he's the newest, but I don't know what, maybe today something else happened, but that is Aaron Altair. How are you?
I'm good. Good. Thank you for having me. Good to be here in the Giants uniform.
Yeah, boy, a surprise for you to be here as a Giant. What did you think was going to happen this year for you?
Honestly, I had no idea, especially, you know, once I got DFA'd by the Phillies. I'd just sitting around for about a week just wondering, like, what's going to happen. And then I got a call saying that the Giants claimed me. And, you know, I'm definitely happy to be on the West Coast and closer to home. So, I love being in this uniform.
Yeah, so fans know you're an Arizona kid.
Yeah, grew up in Arizona. Yeah.
All right, well, we're here in Arizona, of course. What do you think of this ballpark? You must have been here before.
I have. I've been here. Yeah, last time I came here was in 17. I wasn't able to come last year. But, I love this ballpark. You know, known as a kid, you know, growing up seeing a lot of games as a kid. So it was the first time coming here. Was definitely a thrill for me just to be in the ballpark that I grew up with.
Yeah, I like it. For me, I always say it's like being inside a pinball machine. Mm. You know, there's just things going on. You look all over the place. There's always something going on here.
Yeah, that's true. Always got the rattle, the snake rattling all the time. So yeah, it's always been a cool atmosphere for me, especially as a kid coming here.
Aaron Altair with us. Looking back at some of the success you've had in the big leagues, and of course we always look at 2017, which is a big year for you, but inside the park home run off Kershaw, if I'm not mistaken, was it Kershaw?
No, actually the inside of the park home run was off of Zimmerman of the Nationals. I did hit a grand slam off Kershaw, but that was over the fence though. That was over the fence though. But yeah, I did hit inside the park, and that was in 2015. Yeah, in Nationals Park.
Yeah, so you've had some moments in the big leagues. I mean, not just getting hits, but some interesting moments, haven't you?
Yeah, I've had quite a few. The inside of the park was definitely crazy for me because it was just like a low line drive to center field. I thought he was going to catch it, and all of a sudden he missed it and went all over the wall. So I just started kicking the afterburners and trying to get home.
Tell us a little bit about your background, though. I know there's a family background that's interesting.
I was born in Germany. My mom was in the military, and my dad's from Germany. My dad actually played professional soccer over there for a few years. I was just got a little German background. I came to the States when I was about two, so I don't really remember much from Germany. But, I came to the States when I was two. I came to Arizona when I was about four or five, So basically, Arizona is really all I know. So that's why I say I'm from Arizona.
Are you a soccer fan?
Not really. I mean, I'll watch the World Cup every now and then when it's on, but I'm not really too much of a soccer fan.
You know, it's funny. I had Anderson on just a minute ago, and I said, "Isn't your father a former soccer player?" He says, "No, that's the other guy."
Yeah. He brought it up to me the other day, saying he thought my dad was in the Olympics. So I was like, "No, he just played professionally over there."
Well, you have had a lot of success in the big leagues, and I know you've been injured, and this year off to a slower start. But let's go back to the good year of 2017. What happened for you? What connected for you? Why did that turn out to be so good?
I just remember being just really relaxed at the plate, you know, all the whole way through. And it started in spring training. I was messing around with the new swing in spring training with my hitting coach then was Matt Stairs.
Sure.
And, we just played around with a stance, and you know, it worked for me. And that whole year, I just felt just relaxed and just saw the ball and hit the ball, and good things happened. But, just trying to get back to that, just staying relaxed again and, you know, just letting the game come to me.
Yeah. You were in Philadelphia this year with all that's going on there. What do you think? We haven't really seen the Phillies yet. I know Bryce Harper's there and the ins and outs of Philly baseball. What's it like?
It was definitely a buzz the whole offseason. They had a great offseason, getting a lot of acquisitions, and bringing Harper in. You know, everybody was really excited about that. They're calling for him the whole offseason, and they finally got him. So the whole city was definitely really excited, and they should be. They have a great team, a lot of great players over there, but. It was a good buzz over there, but I'm definitely happy to be over here.
Yeah, that's some division though, the East, isn't it?
Yeah, they got a lot of good teams. Like the whole division. I mean, besides the Marlins, of course, are playoff contenders. So it's definitely there's a lot of good games are gonna be played in that division, and might come down to the wire.
Yeah. All right, Aaron Altair with us. Tell us about Bochy. What he said to you? How they think they're gonna use you? Maybe Farhan has said something. What should we expect?
They're going to ease me into it. You know, I haven't played in in a game in a while. And he said, if I get in there, it'd be mostly left field. But yeah, I'm just waiting my opportunity and just waiting for my name to be called. So,
did you get to see Vlad Jr.?
Yeah, I was there. I mean, he hits the ball really hard. I mean, I was actually in AAA last year when he had gotten called up to Buffalo, and he got his first hit, and just everything he hits was really hard. So he's an impressive hitter for sure.
Yeah, explosive. I mean, the ball exploded off his bat.
It definitely does. Yeah, I think he hit one 120 the other night too. Yeah, it's amazing.
So what's your best position? If you could pick one out, where would you like to play?
I mean, obviously I like center the most, but all three I'm fine with, I'm good with. I'm comfortable all three positions, so it really doesn't matter to me.
All right, well, I'm looking forward to seeing you play.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, obviously you've had a lot of success in the big leagues, and you're here. It's a great opportunity for you to be with the Giants. So I guess the last thought is, how did you find out it would be the Giants, and what do you think?
I just got a call from my agent once the whole the waiver process was over, and he just told me that the Giants ended up claiming me, and I was obviously really excited for the opportunity and a chance, like I said, to be on the West Coast and be closer to home as well is definitely a bonus, and I'm definitely excited to wear this black and orange uniform. So I'm really happy about being here.
Well, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's a young team; it's getting younger. And 28, right?
28, yeah.
All right. Yeah. You don't have any gray hair yet.
No, not yet. Maybe in a couple more years.
Right. Well, it's nice to have you on the show. I wanted the fans to hear you. And we're looking forward to seeing you play, Aaron. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Aaron Altair. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.